XS Shuffit, who's what's going on? It's your boy Mlumichib, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Malume's Mic, baby. I got Tidy 2.0.
You got me on, sir.
I got Primetime Lucas.
What it do, baby?
And welcome back to a brand new episode. If you guys are new to the episode, please give us a thumbs up, comment down below, halala, because we're back with the consistency, baby.
Hashtag halala.
As Dalemanj. So today's a really cool episode, guys. We're speaking about our finances, we're speaking about money, Zaga.
For the Zara.
The green, you get me? So we're going to be speaking about our experience with monies from high school into university, into allowances, into our first salaries, into different ways we've saved money, made money, and invested money. And the cool thing is that this episode is in partnership with After FX Trading App, guys. It's a really cool platform. I want to reword they told me to say properly about them. You know when a hookman says, this is my bio, I want to see the bio properly.
So,
After FX Trading App is a reliable global forex trading platform since 2011. It has offered a high-end trading experience for more than 12 million trading accounts in 150 countries. Now, I'm not saying rush now and go make money through OctaFX Trading App. No, I'm saying it's very important to always diversify your portfolio. It's very important to always learn. And this platform has a whole lot of learning aids, demo accounts, and ways for you to actually learn how Forex works and learn how to be a part of a Forex broker or use such a platform. So I'm advising you guys to go into the app, get a demo app, have some fun, and actually make an effort of learning, because you shouldn't be getting left on ways to make money in 2020.
Yeah, and guys, there's no such thing as easy money or like quick money all these terms that people use to draw people in to like invest or do weird things. Yeah. Learning and doing things yourself is more important or more has bigger impact than you thinking that you can do this overnight.
NB.
Yo guys, download the app using the link in the description. Try a demo account, and when you're ready to open up a real account, use my promo code TATARAMPERI to get 100% bonus for your first deposit.
Please, I just had to say that.
But anyway, today we're speaking about money. I love speaking about money with these guys, because one thing these guys hate doing is speaking about money.
Let's go.
Hello. Hey Joe, we know
Hello.
I'm getting it.
So, hello. You see money, you guys get excited.
Niggas get too excited. Okay, so the previous episode was amazing. We had Una Rams.
Ah, shout out to Una Rams.
Thanks for the love, guys.
Yo, shout out to Una Rams.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful.
Hey, just think of these many cameras is confusing me.
That's the mind.
To look,
I don't know.
So Lucas, you look there.
Oh, that's my shot.
And Matlady, you look there.
Which one?
Wait, the way flex is.
How about this is my four cameras?
One flex, two flexes there. The big body one. The big bands.
All right. Zoom in.
No. So, big comment from the Flourish Community Podcast, which is dope.
Yeah. Sure.
We're part of the community.
The community.
In the pod gang.
You get it.
The pod.
It says, it's the fact that it's men having this conversation. It's black men. God give you the strength and bless you. There's a bright future for our generation. Halala, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Halala, hallelujah.
That's
a tough comment.
That's a nice comment.
It's a nice comment.
Shout out.
But I wanted to appreciate, I appreciate the love. Generally, like people just enjoy the content and I love the response that we get from it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do one more from Kamuhelo. Maponya, he says or she says, Malume's mic articulates all they say. Malume's mic articulates all the thoughts and emotions that I failed to articulate. Thank you for creating this platform.
Thank you for watching.
I think
for
you. It's really cool to have conversations that people shy away from.
Yeah.
Because even us, like the conversation we have, we shy away from them most times.
Conversations that took us a while to actually have.
Yeah, to be comfortable.
And remember when we were talking about how or why it was kind of like Malume's mic? Where it's like conversations you wish you had with somebody. Like
that was
like
goal.
A Malume.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, it's somebody who can like at least give you their perspective so you feel comfortable sharing your perspective or don't feel alone in the way you feel or how you view the world or anything like that or questions you might have.
100%.
So we want to have those kind of conversations. 100%. And I think this platform is for that.
I just want to say, guys, at the same time, we have a really cool link down below in relation to OctaFX Trading App. So there's a link down below. Mm. It should get you started. Don't be shy. Go click it. And use the demo app.
Demo. Learn, figure it out. And then when you're good and ready, do it yourself.
Yeah.
So shut up. Formalities out the way.
Yeah. Out of the way.
Yeah.
So for those that are new, I'm going to give you guys what these guys do. Because that's Dali Manj.
As Dali Manji.
Who put you on? It's a TikTok sound. So Lucas and I studied engineering. We are working now. Luke Matlady studied commerce.
Yeah.
He's working now.
Yeah.
So we're going to be telling you guys about all the different steps in which we've made money and how we've been making money now. Because now it's a different level.
We're going to give you a relationship with money from like day one.
From day one. So watch until the end to find out how much money I make on YouTube.
And are you going
to
say it?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Watch until the end.
Watch until the end. This is going to be interesting. How much? Yeah. Take a wild guess while you're watching. If you're watching it at this moment.
Comment and say how much.
Comment below. If it's on the live stream on the premiere, comment below and say how much do you think.
How accurate are those things? You know when you see videos online on YouTube when you're scrolling?
The range is not bad. On YouTube.
No, yeah, on YouTube.
Wherever. Let's say if I go, what is Thato Rambedi's net worth?
I know, that's horrible.
Is it
over and under?
Over and under or under?
So my first source of income.
Why am I the one remembering what we're supposed to do for
how
you?
How are you?
How are you?
How
are you doing, man?
I'm alright.
Actually, buddy. I haven't seen you in a while, considering that we live together.
That's crazy.
Oh, we literally just been doing this the whole week.
Yeah.
But
I think there comes a moment where that happens. But either than that, go back to your question and not deviating.
Thank you.
I'm all right. I'm good. Mm. I'm quite happy. I'm getting my results back. Mm. All the hard work is paying off, guys. Mm.
Speak on it,
it's
sis.
Amazing.
Oh, nice. So you are passing.
I know. Huge. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I got a distinction.
Damn.
I got a little distinction. I was so excited about that. Because I haven't seen one in so long.
Have you ever gotten a distinction ever before this?
Put them on diamond.
Shout out. Yes.
Yeah, I also got
so
one.
You should be doing okay.
I did get one for hairs or something.
GPO. but I'm good nonetheless.
That's good.
How are you?
Me, I'm good, bro. I'm meditating more.
More.
Before I shower, I stretch the whole body. I bet the body's aging, so I stretch the whole body. I say I'm not gymming. I will not let go. I was actually addicted to takeaways for quite some time.
Yeah,
but now
I can relate.
I'm coming back. You know, I made all my meals today. Huge.
Yourself.
Myself.
Well, what's a normal day?
What for like a whole week?
No. Maybe every time I ate, I made it myself.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Usually I get Uber Eats or I go somewhere.
Every day?
Yeah.
That was bad.
Damn.
There's this guy on TikTok that I always watch who is talking about like how much sugar is in like the food we consume.
It's crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
So now there was a tweet that Khunsa actually quoted and he was like, bro, if you leave alcohol, you leave sugar, you leave a woman or you limit a woman and you just focus on your career and you exercise, you're the closest you'll ever be to being a superhuman.
Is it?
Yeah.
Am I the woman part of it?
Am I you sacrificing
a
woman?
I get women in small...
In small doses?
Yeah.
From seeing something about female energy that's inspiring.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
but it's hard to leave everything, especially like sugar.
Sugar. Because it's in sugar. That's the thing. What do you leave? So now you don't even...
I can't drink...
You know what's crazy? I saw water. No. I saw water. These new pumps.
Yeah.
It has some sugar behind it.
Like the flavored, normal one. Yeah, not the flavored one definitely has.
Water sugar.
The flavored one.
How are you? Flavored water sugar drink.
Before I disappoint you with my answer, guess what? I'm doing amazing. In December. You know in December you get paid twice.
I heard you guys get paid and you get paid again like at 15-16.
So I've already wrapped up my first salary.
You're about to tell people about personal finance.
we agreed that we're going to show numbers. We're going to discuss everything. Nothing is off the cards. So I'm good. I'm excited because it's December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before, I wasn't sure if it's a cultural thing in SA or what, but there's a real vibe in the air. There's
slowly getting December. There.
I decided to. I'm hosting. Did I tell you? I'm hosting.
Yeah.
I'm hosting a party. I'm hosting a party.
A whole party.
So invite only.
It's not we are hosting. You are hosting.
You.
Lucas is too shy.
No, I just live there.
Lucas is too shy.
Like me, I just. It's not really.
And you guys are invited, by the way.
I'm happy. Yeah. Thank
just
you.
Let me know if you bring in plus ones.
I appreciate it.
And if they're romantic or not.
I'm gonna come.
Romantic plus one or?
Yeah, my hand.
Damn.
Oh, you got a hand.
Yeah, so you're
good. This is not part of how are you doing.
So you're good.
Should have been part of how are you doing.
I'm amazing. I hope everybody's good.
Yeah, so let's start off with in first year, what is your guys' allowance? Month to month?
First year I was still living at home.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't remember when I was still living at home.
Okay.
But I know
so give it to us from when you're living at home and traveling every day.
Okay.
And then when I get to the part where you guys have moved out to Heifel Studios. And then when you've moved out to certain places,
term,
you know what I'm saying? So when you guys were living.
Do you want to start?
Do you want to start? Should I start? Start.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me think.
This is 2015.
Yeah.
2015. It's been a long time.
And are you telling everybody you're born?
You're trying to say you guys are 27 next year.
And what?
That's next year's
what do you guys keep saying?
What's next year's problem?
So,
I'm still 20 something. I'm fine with that. Even though I'm 30, I'm fine. But anyway, so first year, all I remember is. I don't like it. No,
well, within the first 3 years of varsity, I think my range, like as far as freely spending money,
yeah,
was somewhere between 1.5 to like 2.5 at most.
Yeah. Like you as far lived as of a whole month of that.
Yeah, as far as spending money, like not transport, nothing. It's yeah. just knock yourself out.
You're spending money.
Yeah. Like in a month, I would have spent that much. I did it
on entertainment.
On entertainment. Wouldn't perhaps be at one go or whatever, but it would be run about, if you accumulated how much my spending was,
yeah,
within that time, it was around there.
Yeah.
So apart from transport, because I was going home in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
So it was transport, I spent whatever I spent on it, if it was 150 or whatever. And then there was me spending. And if you think about it, we used to have enough money to spend in first year and second year. Because yeah. we didn't have that many responsibilities, as far as I'm trying to remember.
When I went to varsity,
yeah,
I was terrible with money in high school.
You were terrible with money.
So you had no responsibilities.
Why are you speaking like it's a past tense thing? You are terrible with money.
I love money.
Continue.
So the thing is, my dad knew this. Nah.
Yeah.
So you got the weekly thing.
Daily.
I got my money daily.
At the time, I think the bulk of it was transport, mm-hmm. but I had enough for a pie and a cold.
Oh, so when they gave you money, it was for everything. Day.
Yeah, and then as I grew up a bit, when moved over to weekly,
yeah.
at some point, I think it was about 1,000 rand a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I moved over to Rays. It was 1,000 rand for just to live, but it included some food things over there as well. The only thing it didn't cover was transport, but I was walking everywhere.
There was no transport. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think first time getting an allowance monthly was about 1.2.
Yeah.
And that had to survive me the whole
4 weeks.
Yeah.
We actually didn't go to clubs like when we were in
first year,
in the first 2 years, though. We were literally, I would host.
Went to
you guys came to my place.
Yeah. No, but that was
my money.
That was in first year. First year you were in Res, buddy.
You still came to my Res and spent my money.
Yeah, matter, we came to Res
and we enjoyed that money.
we're everywhere, actually. In first year, we spent most of our time in first year? Student center.
Oh, the
most of the time we're on campus. We're on site.
Don't forget, like, when you the way you guys go out now, man, it's like you buy yourself like a six of Heineken or whatever.
Yeah.
Back in the day, six of us would buy a bottle of gin.
Oh yeah, that was a thing.
So we'd all take out 20 rand.
Yeah, just to get some gin.
And get like two glasses and we were like, yeah, charged up.
And
yeah.
Oh, and then I remember, because that was first, second year. It's a bit of a blur, but that was an allowance as far as life was concerned. And then there was moving out of home. Different Once story. I moved out of, because even the way I moved out of home like I ran away from home.
Yeah, forcefully. This guy left forcefully, dog.
Like it wasn't forcefully.
Did you even have a bed there? Were you?
No, there wasn't.
It's someone else's bed.
Yeah, it's somebody else's bed. But I think I got to a point, I was just aware of the fact that I needed to be close to campus to be more efficient.
Yeah. But
I didn't care at what cost. Yeah. So I just, one day I got home, I was like, yo guys, I got a place to live and I'm going to go live there. I'm going to pack my stuff. Dad, can you drop me off? I'm rocking.
And they were like, okay, my son.
They were like, Drew, you're grown. It's fine. It's whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And thank God you're showing us where you're going to live on top of that. Yeah. And I explained it. It was like, I had a homie.
I remember.
Like, yeah, Dumisani. And he could lend me his place because he wasn't living in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me rock. So living there, that's when reality kicked in. Because now you get to a place, there's no groceries.
Hey, Sean.
There's no... Your toiletries, you're used to getting them gundlu.
Yeah.
There's so many of these things that are like weighing over your head that you now need
that
to...
That time,
like,
you're still on the 1.5 to 2.5,
now. Yeah, now I'm asking... Now I'm asking for a set amount at home.
Yeah,
now I'm saying, okay, now I need this much.
Yeah.
And I think it was like 1.5 at the time.
Sure. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, I need a grand... Oh, I'm not spending on transport anymore because I'm walking to campus.
Yeah.
So I need the money... I would always use that. Like, can I please have the money, the transport money?
For transport.
Can I please have the transport money? Yeah. I'm going to use that to eat. Balance. It's a balancing act. Joe, from there on, now it's toiletries. Now it's food. Now it's this. Now it's that. Joe, everything is a bit of, it's on your head. Imagine for the first time.
Yeah.
And gonna go, Joe, I don't even know how much of it I need. How much do I eat? When do I actually make food?
So then what did you actually do to then now break down your 1.5 to make it sustain you for the whole month?
I was always coming from home. My mother, I kind of always was around my mother and watched how she did her thing.
Yeah.
And it included a lot of, at the beginning of the month, we do groceries. Mm-hmm. After groceries, there are expenses that you have to pay, all these things. But it was always that tempo. Like I knew that when I get money, I need to, my first priority is food.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure that food was covered. So I think I had, similar to what we do, yeah. I had a discussion with the homie that I was living with. Well, the apartment that I had, same system that we have in our package. I think it's better for everybody since we're using the same fridge and we live together. If I'm going to cook, I'm not going to cook for myself.
Economies of scale.
Economies of scale. Leverage. Have a negative
indie movement. Just hear yourself.
Gang, I sound snacks.
No. Just it'll help you direction yourself in the mind. But I get you, dog.
I'm whiling.
Just say I'm whiling.
No, you're not whiling.
Yeah, but anyway, so I did the same thing, leveraged economies of scale, said, Ejo, if I do this, you do that, because there's electricity, there's food, there's water, there's all these expenses that we need to cover.
Yeah.
So it's easier for all of us if we put our eggs in one basket, bad as that sound. We put our eggs in and distribute it to where it needs to go. And then I think that helped me a lot in balancing the amount of
this
money.
This was you with like two other guys, no?
No, just one.
Just one guy.
One guy.
But you guys stayed three, no?
Mm-hmm. Two.
Oh, you had an empty room.
It was an empty room.
This is the type of thing at Bank's place, ne?
No. This is when I was living at Dubisana's place. This is living in the at the wall.
Yeah.
When I was outside.
That's crazy. My experience was different, bro. With me, this is the first time I did a podcast without headphones. My experience was different, bro. With me, like, I would get like, maybe like 2.5.
Yeah.
But then I had to like, I think I had a little bit more expenses than you guys.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, I just had a little bit more expenses.
Yeah.
Is this when you moved to
you had a car when we were in Boston?
I had a car and I remember just having way more expenses than you guys.
This man had a BMW.
Our whole 5 series.
Yeah, I had a 5 series.
And we were wailing when you had that car. XVD.
Yeah. So with me, like, my dad trained me, bro. Like literally the amount of money that I got, at first minus groceries, then minus petrol. And then I would minus like toiletries. Mm-hmm. Then I'd be left with like maybe 8 Lipa or like 6 Lipa.
Yeah,
after all the necessities, divide that by 4. I know each week I've got like 125 or like 150
to spend on
some stuff. If I want to get a pie, when my guy's getting a pie on a Tuesday, I get a pie.
Burger special.
Lucas is buying a burger special. We get a burger special. 25 rand. Sprint box.
It's still 25 rand.
They held us down for a while, though.
I think it's 135 now, which is not bad.
No, it's not 35. It was more. Last time I went, there.
It's
like
more than 70. It's not more than 50.
It was just before, it was at 45.
It's more than 50.
Which is very close to 50.
How much is a Big Mac?
Huh?
How much is a Big Mac?
50 something.
Okay, yeah. It's not bad.
If you get in the regular, if you get in the normal one,
you get the big one.
You know what I'm getting from this whole conversation? I'm seeing that it's so important for us to like just know and trust yourself. Because like with Matlady, this one, we can't give him amount of money. No. He used to get like bit by bit. And he got bit by bit.
Yeah.
Day by day. Which became week by week because he was training himself.
Yeah.
With Lucas, also you was week by week.
I got monthly since high school.
See, when Lucas got monthly since high school, I also got monthly since high school. If you're broke, don't let me know.
Yeah.
I think it's so important. Simple. When it comes to finances, it's so important to also just know yourself.
Yeah.
Because that allows you to budget better, that allows you to save better, and to have money throughout the entire month.
Dude, I feel like everybody has like a money personality.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
Yeah, everybody has a money person. You need to be aware of what your money personality
is. Have you seen our mind change completely? I used to be the most reserved person last year.
Yeah.
Remember I was making money, but I didn't do anything. Last year,
No, it wasn't last year. It was the year before.
Last year you were wiling.
No, this year I was wiling.
Was it this year you were wiling?
This was the year that I wiled.
Hey, this year must have been
wrong. This is the year I started going like out, clubs, bottle service, wasting money. This is the year.
Oh, yeah, no, we did a lot of
this year we did a lot of
things.
This year
we went to Botswana. We were trying
This man said all expenses paid.
To Botswana. I think I dropped
that. Went there like a bad bitch.
My Botswana trip. Yo, I don't even know.
That's how okay. It's okay.
One for the books.
Yeah, but it was expensive. That's what I'm saying.
So, wait, how was your first, like, that feeling, that experience of now being responsible for yourself? I know you hate me, but.
You know, the thing is, my relationship with money changed when I made my own money.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first, I was wasting money because I didn't understand the value of what their money comes with.
That is definitely.
Me, I'm stalker. You know this. I was delusional. Because money was coming. And if it comes, it will come again. So I never got used to it. As soon as I started making my own money and making my own expenses, that's when I realized that, hey, you need to be careful. You need to learn about the TV. Yeah.
Spending it is a bit painful. When it runs out, it's a bit painful.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me. And I'm still going through it, which is crazy. But I'm trying to remember my first.
Speak to us about the Headful Studios days.
The Headful Studios. Well, this is still way back. Headful Studios. Oh,
no, that's the first time you moved.
Yeah, that's the first time you moved out of the house.
First time. You know what happened? I don't know if you watched the movie or something, but something inspired us heavily.
Yeah.
There was a rule that was set in stone that whatever you do, and I'm saying this being aware that it's hard, by the way, no? Whatever you do, you should not pay for your own fees.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
Rule number one, if you're going to varsity, there is someone...
It's not set in stone, but if you have the option or maybe have the opportunity not to pay for your own fees, by all means... Don't do that because
someone is always willing. This is what I've learned. Someone is always learning to help you learn. Someone is always willing to make a tax write-off and pay for your school fees.
Yeah.
So that's when my first glance at money. And I think it was, how much was it? 2K. It wasn't more than 2K.
Wait, you know, Matladi had a different experience. Actually, now I'm thinking of when he starts speaking about it. Because when you moved out of home.
You guys are referring to our
bursaries. Because when you only moved out of home when you had the luxury of...
When I had my ducks in a row.
Yeah, when you had the luxury of a bursary. Because I moved out before then.
Yeah, a year before.
2 years before. I lived in two different places before.
That is crazy. I couldn't stomach the risk. I couldn't... Because I depended heavily on my parents and I'm very fortunate to have both of them.
Yeah.
Money ran out for me.
Quickly. Oh, no, you did. My daddy didn't buy groceries.
I left off Vienna's and noodles.
You left off Vienna's and noodles and whatever.
I used to Matladi, right? I used to go to Matladi's place every day. I was very aware of what was on the counter and what was in the fridge.
Matladi was the only guy I knew who owned the fridge for a year and was empty the whole year.
Yeah.
And had a bottle of water.
There was a point where I switched it off.
We used to lecture him and be like, yo, bro, buy groceries. I'm the Matladi, look at Lucas, look at me, I'm buying groceries. As I get money, I buy groceries. Matladi's like, this money, you're fair. If I buy groceries, it's going to finish. Why would I do that?
Yeah, so I think your habit of getting money in weeks kind of hindered your management, your money management.
It has its downside because I get when it comes in weeks, you think it's going to come in the next week.
Yeah. And you always want to see it. The thing is, you always had that impression that money stays. Yeah. I've always had the impression that money serves a purpose.
Yeah.
So once its purpose is served and I have whatever it bought, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't care about not having money.
He wanted cash flow. He wanted money in the account.
He wanted... Cash
I'm the
in his
pure
hand.
Definition of Tlawanawope. Whether there's money or
written
money.
On your body.
Well, yeah. I do. But this is for me, it's an interesting conversation because I'm thinking back in university. You reminded me of this. My first job, I got a salary. It's different.
Where were you working as?
Oh, I was working as a tutor, guys.
Oh, yeah. So I used to drive with someone, used to like carpool with someone, but it was just that guy's car only.
How did you get that opportunity?
Networking. More than anything, because best believe it wasn't on merit.
How much were you getting paid there for tutoring?
I don't know. I can't disclose it. No?
You can.
I think they start you when I did it during COVID.
Yeah.
If I remember. I think they started me with 4K.
A month.
A month. Yeah.
How many contact touch points a week?
I think I had a class once a week. They pay you for the marketing.
Yeah.
The admin part of it.
Oh. Yeah.
So you get, I think it was 4K. The one thing that I liked about it is that they gave me a text number. So that must be...
You know, same thing with me with UP. I got my first text... Did I get my... Yeah, I got my first text number from UP.
They sent me an email saying, this is your text number. Yeah. So I got that 4K. I remember... You realize very easily that the moment you get money, and I don't want to say in a black family, you have some responsibility now.
Okay.
Because now it's a thing where I'm getting this 4K that I wasn't getting previously. Does my dad still give me an allowance? The answer is no.
Oh, you had that dilemma.
Yeah.
Oh, for me, everything I made on the side was mine, is it? I used to hustle for that guy. I remember the first gig I ever got in my life was Johnny Walker. I was doing promos at different clubs. Those guys were paying me 200 rand an hour. I was doing 4 hours a weekend.
That's a healthy rate, eh?
For a nigga that has no responsibilities, I was swimming, don't?
Yeah.
I was having the time of my life. Remember how we used to live when
Johnny Walker the Eastwoods. That was a great time.
Did you have a job? You didn't.
I can't remember me having a job. I remember doing vac work with Lucas. Like
in
like third year, I had vac work. We worked like a 2 months job, and I got paid like 8K a month.
Yeah,
and that was very hard. And that was nice for the beginning of university.
We did.
Lucas and I were big ballers, bro.
Hey, Joe,
I remember smoking cigars. I used to like to ourselves.
We're chilling at some. I bumped into him at summit. What? It wasn't even planned. Yeah. He went on his own accord.
I remember your cigar.
We had a cigar. I bumped into him. Like, yo, my boy, you're out here. Let's grab a cigar. Yeah. Why? Nobody knows.
That's how we order a cigar, man. And we think we're going to get the big one.
Yeah. We never had a cigarillo.
When it comes, it's so small. It was a cheaper
cigar. But it was a Cohiba, though. It was a Cohiba cigarillo.
But anyway, did you have a job in varsity?
In varsity, no, like I mentioned now, when I was still in my second year, I was doing promo gigs.
Yeah.
So I was doing promo gigs first year, second year. And then after that, when I got to studios, it was mostly vac work money.
Okay.
So the fortunate part about vac work is you get paid. And sometimes they're very generous.
Is it? Yeah.
Or they're very generous.
I even asked for my sick leave day to pay me, for them to pay me out for my sick days.
For your sick days?
For a part-time job.
But nobody ever gets... Right?
I think, what were we doing? Because UP gives rates for how much you're meant to earn given the year that you're
in.
I think it starts come 95 rand an hour. 85 rand an hour, somewhere there. And then depending on... That's second year. Third year, you have another one. Third, fourth, final year, you have a different rate.
Honours, you have something different.
You have it bumps up like that. So, on our first, the first vac work we had was second year. Second year is when we started making around like a clip or something.
An hour.
You could get 8K in a one month.
As a student.
Part time. No, no, full time. You're working.
Vac work, but you 6 weeks. Also, you only get that 8K for 1 month. You're not getting it for more than a month.
It's not consistent. Oh, okay. It's like a contract.
Most of the time, you only do 2 months because the other months you have to do school.
But the work experience is great. I'm
amazing. Well, it depends where you go.
Depends when you go.
I mean, we liked where we both went, where you did your project. I liked the place.
No, but then I didn't work there as vac work. For me, it was just solely the project.
They paid you an exposure.
When in vac work, I was working in Centurion and consulting.
You made more money than me, I remember.
Yeah, I was making gang money.
They were paying me by the hour and I was doing all the hours. Yeah. Listen, I enjoyed doing all the hours. I knew. So your first real job becomes straight out of varsity.
Even those ones, the vac work, because remember, even third year vac work, I had to go to Middleburg. So that was work. Vac work was still, it felt like employment, much similar to how we are going.
Yeah, but I want to understand from a consistent point of view, when you started getting real money every month.
Yeah.
So this was in university. It's not like university, your third year, you're doing 3 months, 4 months straight working.
First time I got proper money was in varsity.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting for me. I want to know that. Yeah. So the first time you get a salary.
Yeah.
How are you blowing that?
How am I blowing that?
Because I remember.
Let me tell you, my boy.
This is out of university.
Hey, Joe, your first salary. Like your first. What the
baby? I started blowing it before it got into my account. I was on the way to blowing it.
Yeah.
As it was on its way into my account. As it was in the air. Floating. I was on my way to... That's how I ended up jumping into you. I was on my way to a Yepi or Cuban or something. And it was with my colleagues, the other vac work students.
Yeah.
So they set up a plan. They say, yo, we're going out today. We don't know it.
But
hopefully it locks before the bill comes.
Is it? That's so crazy.
But crazy enough, it locked on my way to the keys.
Yeah,
and I was like...
So for the first time in your life, you've seen Capitec money in plus.
Cling, cling.
A lot of zeros.
For my 8-9 block. Oh, in Nagamara.
What is your first salary?
Man, 9K.
Is it?
Yeah. Not at work, like the back work.
They're not doing work, no.
No, work. No,
you can't disclose. Oh, you guys are shy. Yeah.
That's a different chat. That's a different chat. Yeah. That's when they gave me an annual amount, and I was like, it's a lot of numbers. it's a few hundred K.
You know what we said until the end.
Oh, no, it's okay. Until the end. No, but you never got a salary properly. Have you seen a payslip before?
Yes, I get myself a payslip every month.
Okay.
Yeah. You wouldn't function with that one.
But with me, my money came in through like in 30 or 40 as well. But I remember now through brand deals, bro.
Yeah.
I was getting brand deals. So remember Joburg Day?
Yes.
I got like I got 5 or 8K for Joburg Day.
That's crazy.
That's nice.
And then like a whole bunch of small Twitter things. You used to do the Oros thing. Remember
his Oros? You did the Standard Bank thing as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So Student Village used to plug us. I don't know if you went to
Student Village. I remember Student Village.
Yeah. So
With Rhea.
So I get like a tweeting gig. They say, yo, do like 10 tweets in like 2 hours. We'll give you like 2,000 Rand.
That's crazy.
So I just go tweet, 2K comes in. I used to make like...
No, there was a time you were doing this for real, actually.
Yeah, I'd post a story for like 1.5, 800.
Promoter, what is...
And then university, like now,
hey, I'm about to put that in my...
What do you think this IG man is always tweeting, bro?
They wouldn't do it for
free. They're tweeting, oh my God, Photocop's so nice. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then obviously, graduated, started doing YouTube full-time. Got YouTube black, so I got a lump sum of money.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of savings. I was like, how am I going to do this? I was like, okay, cool. The best thing for me to do to be able to be like Matlady and Lucas and to be able to apply for bonds and apply for loans and all these things is to basically simulate what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So all money that I'd get would go through my company account, store it there, then my company would pay me a salary, which is consistent every single month. so the bank can say, okay, cool, I get paid a salary every single month. Yeah. For the past 2 years, I've been getting a salary every single month and paying
a consistent amount.
Obviously, I give myself a
bonus.
Bonus. I can't afford to give myself a bonus. I need to manage my salary. Actually,
is it too much? Yeah, wait, sorry. How do you quantify the amount you deserve?
And hold on, then I pay. We'll pay as you. Paid. I pay pay as you earn every single month.
Wait, no.
Pay. I wanna know, like, your.
I can answer you. Yeah.
I'm still looking at the timeline in varsity.
Yeah.
When you went from, there was a transition from allowance to your own money.
Yeah.
Which was definitely now bumped the cheese up.
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
Yeah. So, dude, I'm telling you, from university up until last year, I was the most relaxed person with money.
Yeah.
Like, you guys didn't know how much money I actually had. Like, you guys thought I had money. I had money, bro. Like, my brand deals were lit. I was young. And, like, and this all a perspective thing.
Yeah.
But then I would never actually jump in so I would speak about it because I was like, yo, if I tell you
this. I had an idea.
I had an idea. Whatever you thought it was times five. Literally. Like, it was really good.
Yeah.
So I saved a lot of it, bro. I saved so much of my cash. I started using platforms to, like, invest money.
Yeah.
The ones that we know.
Yeah.
From the back in the day, I look to my bank to invest money. Dude, I was giving my dad money. My dad still has some cash that I've given him in the past, investing here and there. And then this year, I just became reckless.
Was this year like a while out for all those things that you've seen?
Yeah, this year was bad, but this year, like, I don't understand. Like, you guys were watching me, not even telling me anything.
No, we told you. We
didn't
told
tell me properly.
No, we told you. I took you outside. I remember taking you outside and saying, hey, Jamon, you can't keep this up. Yeah. There is no way in hell this is sustainable.
Yeah. But like I was saying, when I first started working, get myself a salary slip, get myself a consistent salary, paid pay as you earn, had company expenses, hired this person there, this person freelance here and there, and eventually it just, like, it was became like a running model, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I had operating expenses for the company, for myself. The company's investing money. I'm investing money. And we use different platforms to invest money. Yeah. So now, I think this year was just my year of like, tasting money.
And what perspective? Wait, actually, I don't want to, there's certain things I feel like I'm jumping.
Yeah.
I want to understand, like, your guys' perspective on how your life changed, or maybe how your view of money has changed from when you got an allowance to when you got your own money, like your own personal income.
Yeah.
Would you say, like, has your relationship with money changed, like, from that transition of that to now you're having your own money? And how did it change?
Okay.
Yeah, mine changed quite a bit. You know, go first.
No, go first.
Mine changed, like, probably twice or three times. Like, in the beginning, obviously, I work hard for the money, so now I feel like I deserve the money, so I want to respect the money.
Okay.
So the money's coming, and then I spend it, and then I save it. And then I spend it, then I save it. You get me?
Yeah.
But I'm saving it and respecting it more than anything. Mm-hmm. Then the relationship changed beginning of this year. Started disrespecting it as much as I could. beating it.
And why did that change?
It changed because I felt like I'm doing everything by the book. I'm doing everything right. Like, I was meant to buy an apartment in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing everything right. I got a car, financing my car, paying rent, all medical aid. I was independent. I was doing everything right. And I'm like, bro, but, like, am I even enjoying my money?
It's fine. That's a question.
It's a tricky question to ask yourself.
It's a tricky question.
It's like, I've been playing by the book for the longest time, but am I enjoying my money? And obviously, I should have enjoyed it by maybe just increasing my, you know, my entertainment a little bit, but then I went too hard. I was traveling everywhere. Birthday, Botswana has dropped like 50 bands for my birthday.
100 bottles, 100 girls.
Traveling.
That never aged.
I think I went to Cape Town like 18 times this
year. Yeah, you were going.
Half the times was for work, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm sure it's for work.
You hope.
Yeah. Other times it's for pleasure.
But even if it was work, there was leisure in there too.
But then now, because the way I disrespected money for so long this year, about 2 months ago, I started respecting it and valuing money and, like, seeing the importance of saving in small different places.
Yeah.
Before I go to the shop, I'm like, yo, bro, just grab them all. Grab this thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, compare it. I'm like, why would you compare for the cheapest milk? It's a 5 rand difference. Just grab whatever. But now I'm there like, no, it's actually important to practice having the mindset of, get the most affordable thing in your everyday lives because you never
get value. Get value for money.
Yeah, because money can leave you, bro. Yeah. So if you don't respect money, it's gonna be like, okay, shut up, I'm gonna be out. Yeah. But the moment you respect it in your everyday actions, your money will always be there and help you make more money. Yeah.
No, definitely.
So now I'm in a place where I respect money. If money comes, I clomp up, I clap twice, I say thank you, and then I celebrate when I've earned it, like when I've got a really good deal. Like let's say I make like a cool 6-figure deal, I'm like, okay, cool, we can drop like 2% of that deal.
Yeah.
We can spend like a young 2K on. Yeah, like a young 5K, 2K,
yeah.
Go to the club, get bottle service, enjoy. Because we worked hard to get that deal.
Yeah.
Other money gets invested, other money goes to whatever, equipment, whatever. You get me?
So your experiences have helped you respect money?
Yeah, I respect money a lot now.
Do you think you needed that?
Honestly speaking, if I didn't disrespect money this year, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I think I would be messed up for next year.
Yeah.
If I had the same mindset I had last year and I respected it the whole time, yeah, I'd have a lot of money right now. But then
it was inevitable. You feel like this outcome was inevitable.
So it's better for it to happen to me now in my career
versus
later in my career.
I get that.
Yeah, because now it's like everything that I get, it's like I respect it. Obviously, I still struggle here and there. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But I definitely respect it a whole lot more than I did before. And it's even made me change my strategies with work. Like this year, like I had like full-time editors, full-time DP, all these things. And I was looking, I'm like, is my strategy actually working?
Yeah.
Like are all the things, all my operating expenses, are they actually bringing me money?
Yeah.
And instead of thinking strategically on how to make my business work, I was just trying to make my life easier. And there was no strategy behind that. Yeah. And then I've got all these expenses that don't actually make sense towards me growing. So now I've just been spending money on concepts and things that don't actually make sense or that aren't profitable.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Like
so
returning
I had
investment.
To disrespect money so I can go back to having a place where it's like, yo, do I have money for the next 3 months? No, I don't. Okay, let's take a strategy now. You get me?
Yeah. And Matadi, do you think that you've had a moment where that you've had that switch, that transition of how of two ways which your relationship was with money?
I think it happens naturally. You grow.
Okay.
I think that's one thing. But I think my line of work has allowed me to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
I literally have the opportunity to go through people's bank statements.
Yeah.
I have to, when you have a bond application, I go through everything that you've done financially. Mm. And you start picking up a few things of how do people actually make money? The people that have money are not the high earners, from what I've seen, at least from what I've seen. What I've seen is that people that earns a cool 20,000-25,000 rand, but they have this habit of putting 500 rands away.
Yeah.
You put 500 rand away every month, it tends to build up, especially now when we're young and you have investment platforms that you can use. You are allowed to go a bit aggressive now. You're allowed to take the risk. So my personal relationship with money is a tricky one. It's a bit of a toxic one. I've said multiple times.
Speak on it.
But I think one thing that I know is that, you know, that more money, more problems things. It tends to come along. I think I become more stressed the more money I make.
Yeah.
That's and for some reason my expenses go up the more money I make.
It's called lifestyle creep.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. So I think I'm still discovering it, but for me, I'm making ends meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I'm trying my best to make ends meet. That's it. I try to save. I've seen the rewards of savings, but something always comes up. Yeah. So I'm more focused. I think my goal right now is to contain my expenses as much as I can.
Yeah.
Because that's what I have control over more than anything. There's inflation, there's all those things. But if I can limit my expenses while my consumption while my income increases, I know I have a better opportunity to save. And then that's when I'll start looking into things like buying property.
To get to that, for you to have gotten to that point, what mistakes do you think you'd made?
No, you have to burn a few times.
Yeah, but what mistakes did you, which ones burned you?
My
not having money for 2 weeks.
which ones are the ones you like? I shouldn't have done that.
More than anything, if I'm honest with myself, it's lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's never not been lifestyle.
Yeah,
there is, and I've said this before in a podcast before. I don't know. There is absolutely no reason for individual to go to a club and spend 17,000 rand on a 750 milliliter bottle of something. Whether you have it or not.
Okay.
That to me just screams that something is off. Why are you spending so much money on a bottle?
Apparently, 100%. It's the
what's no
the ambiance.
My question is the value. Whatever I put in, I must get out.
Right. It's like intrinsic value.
And I remember last time you spoke about it, I defended it. I was like, nah, perspective. But honestly speaking, bottle service, club culture, it's literally, I think everyone that does it like repeatedly has a mental No, I'm serious. Like, it's a thing of like, what do you actually value? What are you doing? Because most of the time, people that are going to those places can't actually afford it consistently.
Yeah,
you get me.
It's very few people that can afford it.
But let's be honest. Money has like there's this. You can't take from something that's not receiving. Like there must be a give and take. Like the more you take, the less there is to take. You can't have your cake and eat it.
Yeah.
It's not possible. So if you consistently blowing money, you need for it to be there for you to keep pulling it like that. There needs to be a higher income than how much you spend it. So I can understand it if somebody's making so much money that
just for interest, like, sorry,
that 8,000 is not a problem. 8,000 a weekend is not a problem.
At what point do you afford 10,000 rand a weekend? How much must you earn?
Okay, let me give you perspective because obviously it's endless. How much you can possibly earn is endless.
Okay,
say 10,000 rand a weekend.
Okay,
right.
That's 40 a month.
That's 40 a month.
Sure.
Say 40 is 10% of how much you make. You make 400,000 a month.
Are you telling me? Do you honestly believe you have the earning potential of 400k a month? And some time to go to the club 4 times in a month.
It depends on what your income stems from. If you have passive income,
like what?
Huh? Like let's say you own something, like, or you own a share of something. You own a share of a farm, or you own a share of a trucking business, or you own a share of something. And it all just comes in without you having to work for it.
Yeah.
You will have the luxury to spend it however you so please.
No, I think I definitely agree with you and I get you. But he's saying the likelihood of that person being in a situation is very
I'm just saying
those people at the club aren't like that.
I'm just saying it's possible
to be going to.
I'm not saying it's those
definitely possible. Okay,
but yeah, I also hear you. But it's just my thing is that there's. Let me not say no way. I don't want to sound like a hater, but it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it ever. I still do it. I'm planning to do it. But it's just one of those things. For me personally, my relationship with money, what I know I need to fix,
is
my lifestyle.
Yeah, same.
Live within your means. Yeah. But I think what money allows me. Is it allows me to stand on my own 2 feet.
True.
And there's not a month. I can't put anything towards that. I can't attach any value to that. That's everything to me. Mm-hmm. I need freedom. I need to stand on my own. I don't want to beg. I don't want to. If I can do that, if I have enough money to stand on my own 2 feet, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
No, I get
and
that.
And that's why I always say it's so important for you guys to like go out and learn on how to make money. Learn how
you
to,
have to
get side hustles.
You have
learn
to.
And use platforms like OtterFX trading app, which can teach you how to make money in different ways.
Yeah.
It's never guaranteed, might not work, but then there's power in learning and power in information.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful way to wrap up the podcast.
I just want one more question.
No, we're ripping.
Yeah.
I still have questions.
You've never had any side hustles?
I wouldn't say side. I've always had like gigs, like jobs I would take on.
On the side.
On the side.
Like a podcast.
Like a podcast, like looking from Jolo. But in the sense of, even in varsity, I always had odd jobs. Like I'd work, sometimes I'd do some work as a contractor for the mechanical department, going around doing scans for, what they call this thing, cow trains and whatever. Like all these little odd jobs. I always had some odd job to do or some side hustle that would give me more money than I was getting from my parents. Because we wouldn't have sustained any of the lifestyle that we had.
But before you wrap, I just wanted to add some like a personal experience.
Yeah.
There was recently, you know, financially we go through tough times and I did. And then I thought to myself, what would I do if I could, let's say my salary was not enough.
Yeah.
You know what I did? Opened the car wash.
Sure.
Nah? Mm-hmm. I washed my first car. I literally killed Nabana with my looks. That overall, I went and washed someone else's car. I remember the first time I did it, I went and I washed four. Yeah? First day I washed 4 cars. The second day I washed another 4 cars.
Yeah.
That weekend alone, I made 800 rand. Mm. There was nothing more fulfilling that I felt in a while.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of money, but the fact that I took my 4 limbs and then I did this to a car and somebody paid me for a service and I put it in my pocket, there was nothing more rewarding. I think you find that when you do your own thing, when you have an opportunity to do YouTube, whether you're getting 100,000 rand or you're getting 10,000 rand, the fact that you worked for it and you earned it and it's coming to your pocket, there's nothing more fulfilling.
Yeah, and on that, right, I think what I wanted to get to before I realized how much time we've been on this thing is that I realized that there's transitions with your relationship with money in a sense that There's money unaccounted for. Even if it's accounted for, there's money you make, there's money you get for whatever reason you'll get, let's say from your parents.
Yeah.
That's fine. You will get that and you enjoy that. And then there'll be money you'll start making. money you start making is a different chat because you respect it a little more.
Yeah.
Because now you're, this is my, the last 30 days, I sweat, I woke up every morning, I prepared for this amount. And now you respect it a little more. You make it, you want to make it go the extra mile.
Yeah.
And then you realize that with that money, there's only so much you can do, which then motivates you to either do work harder to get a promotion or work harder somewhere else to start creating a side income the same way you thought you'd do that.
I encourage everybody to have a side hustle.
And I think my life got so much, even in varsity when I was just getting like an allowance, my life was so much better when I had a side hustle.
Guys, so there's a link in the description box below where you guys can actually use it to download OctaFX trading app. As you open the app, you're going to have to obviously register, sign in, put your number, your email, all that good stuff. And then from there, there's account and you can either choose to use real trading or demo trading. I think you guys should all try demo for now because we're all new and we're all learning. But if you guys are professionals and you've been using Forex brokers, definitely go to the real thing and do your thing. And then from there, just follow the step to step, guys, and then have fun. Let me know how you guys experience is in the description, in the comment box down below. Yeah. Try make some money. Try learn more than anything, guys. One thing we all did is go to school for many, many years. So we believe in education and learning.
And learn how to say well.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And would like to actually hear your experiences, if they're any similar to what we went through, if it's any different, if perhaps you guys have different advice for us. We would like to hear. And would like to know if there's anybody who knows a financial advisor in the comment section that we can interview and speak to and get information for everybody.
Yeah.
So shout out. Everybody's been great. You guys have been great.
Dang.
Peace. Love you guys.
Lucas loves you guys.
Yeah, Lucas loves you guys.